Hello.
Hi, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what's happening and what's more important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but it's important. Hello.
Hello.
When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or dissatisfied or somewhat dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
I would say somewhat satisfied, but you did not give me that as an option.
Somewhat satisfied?
Yes.
When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important will you say these issues from 0, not important, to 10 as very important? Student loan debt, what do you think of that? Is that a very important issue?
Somewhat important.
From 0 to 10?
5.
Jobs and wages?
8.
Immigration?
5.
Housing rights?
8.
Democracy?
10.
Inflation and cost of living?
6.
Voting rights?
10.
Healthcare?
8.
Crime and violence?
6.
K-12 education?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
8.
Racism and discrimination?
10.
Abortion rights?
8.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state and local offices in 2024. From 0 to 10, a 0 being not likely and 10 extremely likely, how likely are you to vote in this 2024 November election?
10.
What is your race? White, black, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic?
African American.
Do you think of yourself as a male or something else?
Male.
What year were you born?
1964.
What's the highest level of education you completed?
PhD.
No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you, from 0 to 10?
6.
How much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on the issues that matter the most in your community, from 0 to 10?
5.
Please rate your feelings towards some people that I will read out to you, organizations and issues as well. From 0, that means unfavorable, 10, very favorable, and 5, that is neutral. Kamala Harris, what do you think of this person?
9.
Neutral?
I said 9.
Oh, my bad. Tim Walz?
8.
Joe Biden?
8.
Robert Kennedy Jr.?
0.
Donald Trump?
0.
The Democratic Party?
8.
The Republican Party?
2.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, will you vote for Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or anyone else?
Kamala Harris.
If the Congress elections were held today, will you vote for the Democratic representative or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Back in 2020 election, for who do you vote in, for president? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen or other?
Joe Biden.
Some people said that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference. Others said that that vote can make a big difference. In your mind, does voting makes no difference? Voting makes a small difference, or voting makes a moderate difference, or voting makes a big difference?
A moderate difference.
I'm going to read you all a list of all possible reasons why your vote might not take, might not make a difference. Powerful forces behind the scenes control while laws get passed. I don't feel informed enough about issues. The system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people and not us. I don't trust the candidates or political parties. I am not interested in politicals. Which of the those statements best apply to you?
The first one, powerful people behind the scenes.
Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree on the following statements? Most people will take advantage of you if you let them.
Somewhat agree.
I am going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote will make a difference. If there were stricter regulations on political fundings and regulations to control big money in public, in politics, if black communities united around a common cause, if I could have open, judgment-free conversations with black people like me about important issues before voting, if there were more trustworthy candidates who understood black issues, if the politicians keep their promises to black communities. Which out of those statements apply to you?
The last one.
Below is a list of people.
And how many more questions? I'm in the middle of work. How much more do we got, man?
We're almost done. We're 70%.
Okay, let's keep moving because I'm working.
Yeah, I'll move fast. So from 0, not motivate, and 10, strongly motivate, and 5, not sure, I will read you some statements, and if those statements make a difference to you in regards of how motivated you are, just say from 0 to 10. Because we demanded change, we declare our power, and made difference. In March of this year, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau set a new rule to reduce credit card fees from $32 to $8. These junk fees, as they have been called, will save Americans about $10 billion annually. Our bodies are, you know, keeping more money in our pockets. From 0 to 10, what do you think of that one?
6.
Because black Pennsylvanians voted for the right to elect officials, a bill in Pennsylvania Senate is being discussed that will give $526 million in grants to school in 2025. The money will go to schools with more students living in poverty, making sure the schools with areas with lower poverty values are getting funds that they need. Our voters are always making our communities. 0 to 10, what do you think of that one?
8.
Because we protested together and voted, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors fail, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Our borders and our power are achieving the justice that they deserve. 0 to 10, what do you think of that one?
They got the justice that they, I didn't understand the question, sorry.
Yeah. It's an statement, pretty much that because they protested together and voted, the administration banned no-knock warrants, you know, when they go and knock with a warrant and chokeholds, and now they have mandated for the police officers to always wear body cameras for all officers.
9.
Because we made our voices heard, we declare our power and shape our city's future. In her first budget, Philadelphia's mayor, Sherrill Parker, has allocated $6.3 billion to key city improvements. The budget includes funding for more police officers, enhancements to street departments, increased funding for SEPTA and neighborhood cleanings. This budget outlines her goal to keep Philadelphia safest, cleanest, and greenest, and a big city in the nation. From 0 to 10, what do you think of that one?
9.
Thank you for your responses. Now I'm going to ask you some questions. Again, it's okay if you want to change your mind. No matter how frequently you vote from 0 to 10, do you think your vote has a lot of power?
7.
How much do you think the black community has power to make the changes on the issues that matter to you the most in the community, 0 to 10?
6.
Some people said that no matter, you know, who voted and who doesn't vote, do you think voting makes a difference? No difference, small difference, moderate difference, or big difference?
Moderate difference.
As you may know, there will be an election for the Congress, the U.S. President. How likely are you to vote from 0 to 10?
10.
Do you consider yourself one heterosexual or gay or something else?
Heterosexual.
Are you married or married, divorced, single, separated, or widow?
Married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
No.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or any Hispanic origin?
No.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
In politics, do you consider yourself a Republican or Democrat or independent?
Democrat.
Oh, Democrat, my bad. Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat?
Yes.
How will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily retired?
Full-time.
In the last year, what was your income of 2023? Less than 24 or over 100,000?
Over 100,000.
What's your present religion, if any?
Christian.
Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than a week, twice a week, a few times a year, or twice?
Once a week.
All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you, and I hope you have a good one at work. I appreciate you took the time for this.
Take care. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.